I'm Jackie Lydon, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, as President Obama gets ready for Christmas in Hawaii, we check in on that state, which is hoping for a turnaround in tourism and a better new year. But first, we're one step closer to an overhaul of the American healthcare system. At just past 7 this morning, the Senate approved its version of the healthcare bill by a vote of 60-39. Here's what President Obama had to say about it.
If passed, this will be the most important piece of social legislation since the Social Security Act passed in the 1930s, and the most important reform of our health care system since Medicare passed in the 1960s.
Now, as senators begin their exodus out of Washington for the holiday, congressional staffers begin their work merging this Senate measure with the version of the House passed in November. So what's in the bill, and how could it affect your health care, and what will it cost? Pamela Gentry, senior political analyst for BET, is here to fill us in. Pam, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
So pretty dramatic. We know it was coming, but still, what did the Senate vote for? Let's spell that out. The three or four major changes.
Well, the biggest change that they did is they dropped the public option. I mean, everyone, you know, had wanted them to hold on to that. The second thing they did is they changed the way the bill is going to be financed. This is different from the House. And I guess the third thing is they changed the language on the abortion issue.
So President Obama has said he'd like to have a final bill on his desk before the State of the Union address at the end of January. But that will involve the two houses agreeing pretty quickly on some sticky issues. And what are those? What are the major differences?
One of the major problems they're going to have is how they finance the bill, because one is looking at financing what they call Cadillac plans. These Cadillac plans have been what have been negotiated for most unions over the years instead of pay increases. And so that's going to hurt part of the Obama base. They're looking at the House bill, on the other hand, would prefer to just go at the 200,000 or 250,000 wealthiest Americans, kind of raise their taxes to cover that cost. So that's one. The second thing is an administrative issue, I call it, because it's looking at how you're going to follow the money and financing abortions. And the Senate wants to say that, look, you can, if you have a plan that does that, then you're going to pay for it separately. Whereas the House bill says just the sort of the generic language that no federal funds can be used for abortion. Administratively, that's going to be so difficult. So it'll be interesting to see how they do that.
And also the coverage of undocumented immigrants could be another issue, couldn't it?
It could be another issue. The problem with that is that our federal law really never has allowed us to use federal dollars. Again, it's like that abortion issue. The thing is, how do you follow that money? Because now it's going to be, a lot of these are going to expand Medicaid programs. So this is going to put a lot of onus on states. And these representatives are going to be worried, how are states going to actually watch that money, control that, and make sure that doesn't happen and not end up with a penalty that even costs them more?
In an interview earlier this week with the Tom Joyner Morning Show, President Obama talked about making the case that African Americans especially stand to benefit from these changes. He said that one out of every five African Americans don't have health care. I'm quoting him here. Mm-hmm. And the president also said that of the 30 million people who are going to get health insurance through this deal, it's going to be disproportionately people who are of low income, who work every day, but who aren't getting health care. That's obviously the intention. Will it work that way?
It will work that way, and it won't just work that way, which the Obama administration has made clear. You know, rising tide raises all boats. It won't be just for African Americans, but it will critically affect those communities, because all of these programs expand Medicaid programs, and a lot of African Americans who are on any type of public assistance or who are working poor are in states that are qualifying for health care coverage. This is going to expand those programs and allow them to get more services at lower cost.
And the president has also said that while some of this won't take place for years, there are changes that people are going to see immediately.
I think one of the biggest changes people are going to like is that they can't get dropped for pre-existing conditions. They're also going to like the fact that if they have adult children living in their household that are not in college, they'll be able to stay on their health care plans of their parents up until the ages of 26. And I think one of the third things was I can't recall it right off the top of my head, but those are two that kick in right away.
I think you maybe were thinking about the appeals process.
Yes.
If the insurer has decided against covering you.
That they can't drop you. They'll stop paying, because right now they can stop paying once you cap out. And I think the caps will be dropped immediately.
What about politically? Is there any chance that this won't be reconciled in time for the State of the Union address?
I doubt that. I think that the House Democrats are going to do exactly what happened in the Senate, even though there were a lot lot of procedural delays, mostly put down by Republicans. I don't think the House Democrats are going to take quite as long to do that. I think they're going to make a lot of blurry in the beginning. They're going to say, I can't go for this. This is terrible. This is awful. And then the concessions are going to start coming, and then the deal making is going to start coming. And I think that they want the president to be able to walk up to the podium for the State of the Union and have the success of having passed health care reform.
So who's celebrating today and who's unhappy? It's been a pretty brutal week, a messy week legislatively.
I think everyone on the left in the Democratic Party is probably still a bit unhappy. I think those that are celebrating are the moderates. They feel like they've gotten as much as they could possibly get. I think that they're probably the biggest winners. And probably those who are very disappointed are the conservatives in the Democratic Party. And I think most Republicans are very unhappy because they did not want to see a victory on this.
The president used some big rhetoric this morning. Is it really the biggest piece of social legislation since Social Security?
Well, it's also the first time the Congress has voted on a bill since 1895 on Christmas Eve, and it is pretty large because this is talking about affecting immediately close to 31 million people. And so, yes, it probably is the largest since.
Pam Gentry is the senior political analyst for BET, and she joined us in the studio in Washington today. Pam, it's been a very helpful conversation. Thanks so much for joining us on Christmas Eve.
It's a pleasure.